Welcome to our coverage once again of this event at a sunny Laoghaire Links course here in Ballyliffin, as thousands have come to the Inishowen venue today to watch the first round of this Rolex Series event on the European Tour. And as we've been telling you throughout the day and yesterday, a fantastic atmosphere here at Ballyliffin all week, and again glorious sunny conditions. But it's the serious stuff today, and there's been no real change over the course of the last number of hours in relation to the leaders and at the head of the field. Ryan Fox continues to be the man at the top. The New Zealander shot an opening round 67 to set at 5 under par and has a one shot advantage over the chasing pack. Padraig Harrington, the man who's won three majors, is at 4 under after a 68 today. At times he made hard work of it, but at other times he was absolutely brilliant. He's just one off the pace, and he shares second spot with Ashley Chesters, Adrian Satter, Robert Rock and Matthew Paven. So that is how the top positions are standing at the moment. Then there is a group of seven players at 3 under. Among them is Scotland's Scott Jameson. And then there's a lot of players tied for 14th place at 2 under. And there's an Irishman in there as well. Shane Lowry has completed 9 holes of his first round. He's on the turn. He sits at 2 under, currently 3 off the pace. Also on 2 under, good to see him up at the top end of the leaderboard as well, is Lee Westwood, 2 under par after 9 holes. So they are playing well there. Graham McDowell is at 1 under after a 71 today. He'll be looking to improve on that tomorrow, currently 4 off the pace. And Rory McIlroy also on that 1 under as well. The biggest crowds of the day out following the Ulsterman through 10 holes, and he sits at 1 under. He's on the back 9 at the moment. And then level par, there's a couple of more Irishmen, and one of those is Rory McGee. Rory, of course, is a Derry man, but has played for Rosapenna and Donegal due to his strong family connections, the McGee family in the Downings and Carrigart area. And Rory put in a good solid round today, and that was after a shaky start. He bogeyed the first, then he double bogeyed the third, but in the rest of the round he had 3 birdies, which brought him back to a level par. And speaking to Kenny Harkin as he came off the 18th and went to hand on his card, Rory was pleased with how his opening round had went, and of course he now is targeting making it through to the final weekend, getting past the cut and heading into the action on Saturday. But he still, of course, is the second round to come tomorrow, but that is his target.
Aye, I'm happy enough after the start I had out there. I'd have bogeyed the first, doubled the third, so had a bit of work to do.
Listen, you've great Donegal links with Rosapenna, and you've a lot of family from Donegal, and you must be very pleased to get round on that score today.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's lovely to be playing in Donegal as well. Obviously, you know, living half an hour away, like, it's great, and yeah, it's been unbelievable with the normal Donegal weather as well. So.
Tell me, you must be now, it's too much to look forward to, and know, with the second round to come, but pretty nice to make the weekend.
No, I don't see why not. I just had a bit of bad luck at the start today and played perfect the rest of the way in, so I don't see, just continue that and hopefully we'll be here for the weekend.
Great finish too, by the way.
The 18th was, that tee shot just sends me out there for some reason, and no, I don't know how I scraped a par there, but I'll take it.
That's Rory McGee with one of the best shots of his round on the 18th, took him home at level par after the first round. And he's sitting on the leaderboard ahead of some very well-known names, one of which is John Rahm, the defending champion, and the Spaniard is a plus 2 after a 74 today. In the middle of his round earlier, he had a bit of a disaster because he double bogeyed the 18th, and then he moved on to the first, and he double bogeyed that hole as well, and he was really, really frustrated, but he currently sits 7 off the pace at plus 2. The defending champion will have a lot of work to do tomorrow. And not forgetting about Paul McGinley as well. Through 7 holes of his first round, he sits at plus 1, but the leading the Irish charge is Padraig Harrington. He's currently 1 off the pace, and he's quite content with how things have started here for him in Ballyliffin.
You know, I didn't even know I was one shot off the lead. There you go. I'd seen somebody at one stage. I don't try and look at leaderboards. I saw somebody at 6. So I just knew 4 on the par is a nice solid score. You know, you're never going to be far away with that. And this golf course, and you know, assuming we get a little bit of wind during the week, you know, 4 on the par is going to be well there, and you just keep trying to nudge a little bit forward every day. You know, certainly don't expect to shoot four under every day. So it's a good start to the week, keeps the momentum going.
Padraig Harrington, the leading Irishman, one off the pace. He's at a four under, but the player who is leading the charge at the head of the field as round one continues here is Ryan Fox, as he sits at a minus five, and Rory McIlroy, that everybody's watching, four off the pace, currently at minus one. We will, of course, be back with more from Ballyliffin and the sport at a quarter past five.